Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, June 26, 2024. Welcome to Day 1254. The Supreme Court accidentally posted a draft of its decision that would temporarily allow medical emergency abortions in Idaho on its website. The opinion, which was removed, shows that the justices voted 6-3 to reinstate a lower court order which had allowed hospitals in Idaho to perform emergency abortions to protect the health of the mother. Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch voted in dissent. The court said it inadvertently and briefly uploaded what it described as a document about the case and said that a decision will be issued in due course. Idaho state law bans almost all abortions and imposes penalties of up to 5 years in prison on doctors who perform the procedure, except when necessary to save the mother's life. The Biden administration sued the state in 2022, saying its abortion ban conflicts with the federal law. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court rejected a Republican challenge claiming that the Biden administration unlawfully coerced social media companies into removing content, such as misinformation about COVID-19 and election fraud. The 6-3 decision overturned an injunction that would have limited contacts between government officials and social media companies. The White House said the ruling will help the administration continue our important work with technology companies to protect the safety and security of the American people after years of Republican attacks on public officials who engaged in critical work to keep Americans safe. Moving on, Biden pardoned thousands of U.S. veterans who were convicted between the 1950s and 2013 for violating the military's ban on gay sex, which forced an estimated 100,000 service members out of the military. Biden said he was righting an historic wrong to pardon former service members who were convicted simply for being themselves. Article 125 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice explicitly criminalized consensual sodomy until Congress and President Obama decriminalized same-sex relationships as part of the fiscal year 2014 National Defense Authorization Act. Biden said, despite their courage and great sacrifice, thousands of LGBTQI+ service members were forced out of the military because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Some of these patriotic Americans were subject to court-martial and have carried the burden of this great injustice for decades. And finally, House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republican leaders voted to file a legal brief in support of Steve Bannon's appeal of his conviction for defying a congressional subpoena related to the January 6th attack. The Bipartisan Legal Advisory Group, a group in the House made up of the Speaker and the leaders and whips of the majority and minority parties, voted along party lines to reject the previous Congress's handling of the January 6th committee and proceed with filing a legal brief in support of Steve Bannon. A federal judge ordered Bannon to report to prison on July 1st to begin serving his 4-month prison sentence. Bannon has asked the Supreme Court to delay his prison sentence while a lower court works out his appeal. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.